I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling. Oh no, wait, that's just the approach of Cliff and Kendall.
Jalapeno.
Merry Christmas!
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
With a woman named Jonah.
Yes,
whoa, gosh, you're always trying to scare me with
something. Oh, holy night.
Oh, holy booze.
The hosts were greatly eating. It is the day when we record a show.
And the dear Savior's born over there, Cliff.
Right
over there in our view.
Did you ever imagine in your view? You
see in my purview.
The newborn king.
No, I did not. This is a first.
It's a first.
We are coming to you from our glass booth right here at the last Methodist Church of Busheltown. Is that right?
Yeah. That's right. The sign's right over there.
Well, I scribbled my notes down. I was confused.
We know.
You know, this is not my church. I go to a different church over on the other side of town.
Yeah. I wouldn't go Home Depot.
I told you, I go to Lowe's. What was I saying? Oh, we're here at the last Methodist Church.
Newborn King.
And the newborn king is being born right over there. We're at a living nativity scene.
It's a living nativity here. I feel like I'm immersed in Bethlehem on the night Christ was born.
You know, I never thought of the aroma of Bethlehem.
It's
all this livestock they have around.
There's a lot of cattle lowing.
Mm-hmm.
There are real animals from, you know, a barn? He was born in a barn.
Yes.
Yeah. The stable.
The stable.
Was it a
stable? Yes.
Was it a barn?
It was a stable. You're right.
I don't know. What they've got over there is just made out of old plywood and recycled hymnals. And so, but it looks good. It looks authentic. And, you know, it'll get a lot of church members and just townsfolk are here recreating Bethlehem.
Yeah, and speaking of, look how cute Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Trim, Mr. Snobbin, look, they're dressed up as shepherds.
They're watching their flock by night.
They are, and there's a little Fonky, and she's dressed up as a sheep.
She's the Lamb of God.
She's a little lamb.
And Opie.
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Trim had a little lamb, and Opie is the Son of God. Right
is the Son of God. Oh, God. He's the baby Jesus.
He's looking him over there in that manger.
I told...
Joseph's got it.
I told Crockpot not to give him those strained peas.
Said he had a big day of him. Looks like the exorcist over there.
Well, you get worked up, you know.
Being the Son of God and all.
Anybody... Well, it's stage jitters, and he's very young. And, of course, you're going to have more and more stage jitters, right?
Well, he'll learn over the years.
That's the technical term, stage jitters.
Even though there's no stage.
Yeah. We're just going through a stage here, Kendall. We're working through some things.
Hopefully we get through pretty soon.
Can you believe it's Christmas?
It's Christmas and we're all in this.
And we're at this living nativity. Now, what is your favorite of the stable animals? of the stable animals over there. I want to go into a 9-minute version of The Friendly Beast, but I'm not going to.
I know. The camel is my favorite.
Mm.
These camels have two humps.
Oh. I had at least that many earlier today. Which I was down by the railroad tracks, just walking. I
went down to the railroad tracks to pray.
Yeah. Talking about the good old way.
Lord,
Lord, Lord, Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Hallelujah.
Oh, dear. Hallelujah. Our little baby Opie is the baby Christ's son, dear. Isn't that beautiful, dear? Mr. Snobbin is just so joyous.
He's the most adorable son of God I've ever seen, dear.
Oh, look at that that pride on your face.
Oh, if I don't see these townsfolk rejoicing, I don't know what I'm going to do. He's the perfect Jesus man.
You're not equating yourself to God, are you, Mrs.
Bubba? You know.
Oh, dear, blasphemous dear.
Well, but you know, you adopted Opie and Joseph, in a way, adopted Jesus, right?
Well, it's one way of looking at it, dear. Yes. He's certainly a very godly man, Mr. Snodbob.
Oh, amen, dear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, dear. But look at little Focky, dear. Isn't she so cute?
Oh, she's been practicing her ba-bas all night, Bo.
Oh, she's just so cute. Her little fleece costume that I made for her, dear.
Oh, so Mrs. Potter-Potter-Potter-Potter, she's been up all night, all week, Bo. I've been tending to Opie and Focky myself. She's been sewing and sewing these sheep costumes and these long shepherd robes.
Well, you did a wonderful job. Everybody looks beautiful and wonderful, Mrs. Spotted Butter Butter Churn.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, dear.
And Opie's swaddling clothes are authentic burrs. I was swaddled in them myself many years ago.
Really? That's what that stain is. I'm just kidding. But Mrs. Potter, but I couldn't help but noticing there are only two wise men.
What's up with that?
Well, dear, Sheriff Rogbus had to arrest the third one, dear. Turns out it was frankincense, gold, and crystal meth.
Sugar.
No, dear, if only it was sugar, it would have been fine, dear. But they caught him out in back, dear, so they had to take him away.
It wasn't very Christmassy, Bowers.
No, I don't think so.
Although,
but people get the gist.
It was very biblical.
It was very biblical for Sheriff Blockbuster. Take him away.
The swift hand of an angry God, Bowers. You must watch out for it at all times. Like Santa Claus, he's always watching, Bowers.
Checking that list twice.
Oh, you better check it twice.
But no, this is wonderful. You guys are doing a great job. We're enjoying watching the whole scene unfold.
And Kendall, he loves the llama. He's been looking at the
camel.
Oh, the camel. Llama, camel. Aren't they the same?
No, dear, of course not. A llama's a lot different than a camel, dear.
Really?
Yes.
I'll take your words for it.
Oh, dear. I hope that there was a zoologist here to talk about it.
Oh, dear. I believe I saw Dr. Jane Wyman, noted Busseltown zoologist, enter through
dear,
the front gate.
We must go ask.
Moments ago.
We must go ask the question right away, dear.
Doctor.
Give me the news.
Oh, the living nativity is alive and well.
It's alive and well here in Busseltown. Gosh, what were we talking
about? Oh, my God, did you see the camel just spit into Mary's eye?
Oh, God, she's got a mouthful of spit.
It's running all down her face.
Oh, that's disgusting. Thank God we're not in the living nativity.
Oh, it just spit again.
Whoa,
right God. In the exact same spot. Why didn't she move?
I guess she thought light had never struck light.
Mary, did you know you could just move over to the left?
Now she's got it.
All right.
Oh, now it's been there. Oops, sorry.
I didn't think the camel... I thought the camel was not that equipped to turn its head.
Oh, it was.
No, it was. It's a lesson I won't soon forget.
Rye 99. Oh,
yeah.
I'm just going to get this out of the way.
Have we even mentioned that? That's where we are?
We're
you
not.
Tell us about it. I'm going to sit over here and calm down. I'm worked up about the camel.
I'd be glad to, Cliff. We are broadcasting to you live, not live, at 4 a.m. on Sunday mornings on Rye 99.
Rye
99.
You know, Rye 99, they are sponsoring the event over at the fairgrounds.
What? They have such good events over there.
Well, they do. You know, it's in honor of the newborn king
over here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord and pass the plate. They have... frankincense cider over there, Cliff. They have a Christian comedy show called the Three Wise Guys comedy show. They have Sweet Baby Jesus Pops, for two for one. And they have karaoke over at the Christmas Star stage. I think you should head over there and sing for them, Cliff.
I'm too professional.
I'm too professional for the karaoke booth at that event over at the fairground.
I think I'm a little past that.
And Cliff, the Busseltown Arms Motel has changed the look in honor of this nativity scene this year. They are the No Room at the Inn Hotel. And if you're the lucky guest, Cliff, that comes on Christmas Eve, you get to stay in the barn.
Oh, how will they feats of strength? How will they decide? It's going to be tough.
I hope they pick me.
Oh, maybe there's an essay contest.
An exit survey.
Oh, Jesus. It's right over there, and he looks great. He's newborn, but he's obviously the king already.
He's obviously the king.
Probably... That's what they were.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry to be running in like this, dear. Do any of you have an antihistamine, dear? It turns out that Joseph is extremely allergic to hay.
Oh, my God.
I think, Cliff, you have all kinds of stuff over there, don't you? A bag of pills.
Here's some things.
Oh, dear, which one's the antihistamine, dear?
This one right here.
Oh, you sure? Okay.
That's it.
Okay, thank you, dear.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Oh, sorry, Jesus. Sorry, I hope. Oh.
Cliff, are you talking to me?
Are you Christmas talking to me?
Like you must be. Oh, those jingle bells only mean one thing. Talking to me.
Ho, 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 ho.
All right, Cliff, I got him.
Yeah.
Cliff, talk about pissing your money away. I hope you kids see what a silly waste of resources is.
Oh, could it be? Christmas vacation.
They worked really hard.
So do washing machines. Kendall, oh, life is like that. Sometimes at the height of our reveries, when our joy is at its zenith, when all is most right with the world, the most unthinkable disasters descend upon us.
Oh, was that the biography of Kendall? No. It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, that was a wonderful guess, but it was actually a Christmas story.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
All right, because I got another for you.
Right.
The bitch hit me with a toaster.
Bitch hit me with a toaster?
Mm-hmm.
Is that from the toaster killings?
No. That was from Scrooged.
Oh.
You've seen that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't remember that toaster part.
That was the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Oh, okay. Love it.
Okay.
Though it has never put a scrap of gold or silver in my pocket, I believe that it has done me good and will do me good, and I say, God bless it. Speaking of Christmas.
Well, there's a lot of those. I thought about doing one of those, and I thought, but you'll never know which one it was. Was it from a Muppet Christmas Carol?
It was just from A Christmas Carol.
Oh, okay.
All of them, I'm assuming.
Well, it is from all of them. I just didn't know which one.
Okay.
Ah, smell those Christmas trees. You can keep your channel number 5, just give me a whiff of that old lonesome pine. That symbol of brotherly love, that centerpiece that all mankind gathers around to share the cranberry sauce shaped like a can.
Uh-oh, know what I mean? It was Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh, you're right, Cliff, you're right.
Strange, isn't it? Each man's life touches so many other lives. When he isn't around, he leaves an awful hole, doesn't he?
It's a Wonderful Life!
It is! And Kendall, I just want to let you know, if you weren't around, there would be a huge hole!
Well, Cliff, whenever I'm not around, there is a huge hole, and you seem to find the food to fill it.
Alright.
Finally! If I live to be 100, I'll never forget that big snowstorm a couple years ago. The weather closed in, and, well, you might not believe it, but the world almost missed Christmas. Oh, excuse me! Call me Sam. What's the matter? Haven't you ever seen a talking snowman before?
Was that Rudolph?
Yes.
The red-nosed reindeer.
You know he had a very shiny nose.
Kendall, finally.
Finally.
But what would happen if we all tried to be like Santa and learn to give as only he can give of ourselves, our talents, our love, and our hearts?
Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, no! Santa Claus is coming to town.
Cliff, I'm sorry I got distracted because Charles...
Oh, what is... He's vaping over there by the wise man.
I've got to go stop him. He's going to ruin Christmas.
I thought the manger was on fire for a second, but it's just Charles vaping. He's not even dressed like he's in Bethlehem.
God knows what else he's going to do.
Oh, God. There's his butt crack. All right, we got to go.
All right.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
This close to Christmas, I was beginning to run short on time, but Mervyn's had gifts for all the men on my list. This week, there's a sale on campus La Tigre knit shirts. Little boys' La Tigre shirts are only $7.99. Big boys, just $9.99. And it's the shirt all the boys are wearing. La Tigre knits for big guys are just $12.99. I got his favorite colors and saved $5 on each. I found perfect gifts for the guys at great prices at Mervyn's, your Christmas value store.
You're listening to the fattest hosts around. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Hosanna,
Hosanna, Hosanna.
Thanks for filling me in there on that one. Welcome back.
And all across the world. Do you remember that song, the wonderful, one of my favorite Christmas albums, is that Kenny and Dolly, Once Upon a Christmas.
What? No, I know the album. I don't know that song.
Once Upon a Christmas. Far away in Bethlehem.
Well, I'll be listening to that one tonight.
Oh, my freaking freak. If I had it here, I would stop the show.
You'd be blaring the mayor.
But we're in our booth. We're at the Last Methodist Church of Busheltown here, the Living Nativity.
Well, I will say, during the break,
yeah,
Charles volunteered to be the third wise man.
Oh, well, how wonderful of him. What a citizen. What a night.
He, of course, didn't have the costume. The guy that was taken away took it with him.
Yeah.
But he went into the church and pulled off a tablecloth and a colander on his head and is wearing the tablecloth. So he looks ridiculous. I was really against this, but I lost.
Well, and it's, you know, there was the preacher's favorite colander from the preacher's office,
mm-hmm.
and he stores it right by the Bible because it's very holy to him. It's a metaphor
he uses it.
Yeah, it's like a thing for a sermon.
Yeah,
and it's just it's a holy implement. But now it's on Charles's head, and
so it can never be used again.
And he's over there vaping, and so but that had sort
of. If he burns down the manger, I don't say I didn't warn you.
I don't think vape is hot, is it?
Oh, he'll find a way to burn it down. It won't even be the vape pen. It will just ignite.
Life finds a way.
As you once so elegantly put it.
Oh, yeah. Leave it to me.
Cliff, would you like to hear some stupid questions about Christmas? Because I just so happen to have a list of stupid Christmas questions right here.
Kendall, baby, ask some stupid questions to me.
Okay.
It's time for Kendall. Just hear those stupid questions coming. All right. Cliff, what is your... This is going to be a tough one.
No. Favorite Christmas memory?
No. What is your favorite ornament on your Christmas tree? Or on one of your Christmas trees? And is there a story behind it?
I don't know. I mean, I love them all. I would say I have, there's four of them together. They're these weird sort of, like, doll heads, but they're of the Wizard of Oz.
Uh-huh.
And I just got them a long time ago with my grandmother from a store called Tuesday Morning.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know.
And we had to fight a big crowd for them and, you know, all this stuff. So, and they're old and they're big, but I like
that's
them.
What they say about us.
They're old and they're big.
Well, that's the incorrect answer. The correct answer was the Cliff and Kendall ornament. No.
It's ties for second.
I happened to see that in my mind's eye in your apartment as I was looking at it.
Christmas.
Good answer. sorry, I was thinking Christmas. About in LA, they had a Tuesday morning and they had a Today Sushi.
Uh-huh.
Right next to it. And it says, restrooms are located between Tuesday morning and today. Or today and Tuesday morning. And it cracked me up every time. I digress.
I wish you'd remembered that on our comedy bailout episode last week.
Yeah.
That would have been the laugh that sent us over the top.
But yet we fell flat.
Fell flat!
What gift would you have taken to baby Jesus had you been there? Remember frankincense, gold, and myrrh all out.
I would have taken Mary some damn diapers.
Oh, good one. She would have loved those.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Oh, bud. Something terrible has happened at the Living Nativity.
What is it now? Is it Charles? It's Charles, isn't it?
Oh, no, bud. Just as the choir was singing a beautiful rendition of Away in a Manger, we were singing The Castle Are Lowing, The Baby Awakes. And the cow, the living cow, gave birth, bud.
Oh, my God.
Oh, right by the baby. Baby Jesus' head, Bow.
It was terrible, dear.
Oh, there was placenta all over the swaddling clothes.
Oh, my God.
Cow placenta, Bow.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Oh, Mrs. Putterbutter Bertrand, do you have any, like, laundry tips? to get those stains
out. Dear, I
bought
an entire another set of everyone's clothing here.
Oh,
just
amen.
For this situation, except the other wise men, of course.
Oh, hallelujah, dear. Praise the newborn king. Christ, king upon birth, dear.
But dear, I'll never get that blood out of my doilies.
Oh, I'm afraid we've ruined so many of your doilies, dear. Your collection is merely a shadow of what it once was.
Oh, Ninja, I've bought some more. They're on the way, dear.
Oh, my.
Doilies are us, dear.
Oh, well, you know, you gotta get the deals where you can get them.
Quite right, dear. Quite right.
Especially at Christmas.
Charles, put down that placenta.
Oh, my.
I'm sure he picked it up because, you know, that's supposed to be healthy to eat, I think, isn't it?
Oh, please, God. I can't look if Charles starts eating placenta.
Because
I've got another stupid question for you.
Okay.
Cliff, if you could give one gift to every child in the world for Christmas, one gift, what would it be and why would you do it? Diapers have already been answered or given.
Oh, Kendall, I would just give them all the gift of love.
I think the gift of laughter.
No. I'm sorry, I stopped Charles. He has placenta all over his face.
Yeah, I can't look. I've stopped looking at the nativity. But I do have...
He looks like a Night of the Living Dead zombie.
Oh, I'm going to vomit. You can't talk about it. But I do have... This has turned out to be the scariest living nativity I've ever seen. I do have something here that's going to cheer you up.
Okay.
Because I know how much you love helping people.
I do.
And I do. I had some letters that have been sent in to us. And they're like, please, Cliff and Kendall, will you help us? Please, will you help us, Cliff and Kendall.
You're our only hope. Sorry, when I did that, I snotted out my nose.
I'm used to it.
Now, there must be a crack in the booth. Charles' vaping fumes are getting in here. I'm coughing on him.
Now, I think he's backed his truck up.
Oh, it's exhaust. Dude,
our like pile into this booth. We're probably going to be killed any minute.
Oh, my God.
Open the door for me. Let that out.
Okay.
Oh, God. Charles, why?
Oh, my God. Kendall, did you just see that live goat just threw up on Mrs. Potter Butter Churn's Shepherd Row?
Oh, poor thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, dear. You better get a wet wipe.
Anyway, I got a letter.
All right, I've got to close the door.
I want to read this. Okay. Oh,
would you? I want to help some people.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
All right.
I had hoped last Christmas would be different, but it turned out to be the same as every other Christmas for the past 14 years.
Damn it.
My husband and I always go to his parents' house for Christmas dinner,
followed
by the exchange of gifts. And in all the years I've been married to their son, my in-laws have never once included me in a gift exchange. When we started our family, they were good about giving a gift to each grandchild, and as always, to my husband, but never to me. Trust me, Cliff and Kendall, it's not the gift I care about. It's the fact that they go through this routine in my husband's presence, and he never says one word about it. How should I handle it next year? If I speak up, it could cause a family feud and dissension between my husband and me. Simply, I must resign myself to the fact that this is the way it is? Please tell me what you think, and that's extremely rejected in New Jersey. Help her out, Cliff.
All right, here's what you do. Get some friends together. Get a trunk full of costumes.
Uh-oh.
Give your in-laws some psychedelic drugs on Christmas Eve.
I know where this is going.
Dress up as the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future. That's why you need yourself and two friends. And teach them a lesson or two about how to treat a damn daughter-in-law.
It works every time.
It works. The method is proven.
I think the instructions are online.
Proven.
All right. Cliff, you got a letter.
Oh, I do. Kendall, it's over here. Let's see.
Glad we were able to help that person.
Oh, there we go.
Big
got
envelope.
It. Oh,
pinching a big manila envelope there.
One more side.
How many pages is that? Oh, that's just pictures to go along with.
Oh, no, those are just some Jake Gyllenhaal pics that
you
printed earlier.
Those.
Yeah, those aren't. Yeah, those are just in my
Why
hands.
Are you handing them to me? I don't.
Would you put them by? save those. All right, Kendall, here it goes. It's a Christmas Dear Cliff and Kendall
Miracle.
Letter. I can tell because it's got like a little Santa doodles on it.
Uh-huh.
It says, Dear Cliff and Kendall, I was flying home for the holidays on a very lengthy flight from Budapest to Busheltown when my seatmate, a fat couple, came to take their seats, and they were too large to fit, so they lifted the armrest to squeeze their fat bodies in. The man said he'd have to keep the rest up and joked that he'd hold his breath so his fat wouldn't spill over on me. Cliff and Kendall, I walked back, and like any rational person, I asked the flight attendant if something could be done about these fat people. And she said the gate attendant could remove the fat couple and have them each purchase a second seat. But, Cliff and Kendall, I am a gentle, loving soul in a cruel world. And I said, I just grin and bear it. Big mistake. Oh, Cliff and Kendall, the fat husband was in my seat the entire flight. His flab all over me. I hugged the armrest in the aisle, which meant everyone who walked by me bumped into me, which made me bump into the fat man. Cliff and Kendall, it should not have been my responsibility to be the bad guy and object to sharing the seat with the fat couple. It was unfair to me to suffer because they couldn't fit their fat bodies into the seats. Cliff and Kendall, with the ever-expanding waistlines in this country, how do I handle this next time? Oh, and Merry Christmas. And that's signed, Boiling Mad in Busheltown.
Cliff, I know exactly how to handle it.
Okay.
I got some advice for you.
All right.
If that happens to you, stand up, walk to your nearest exit, and step off of the plane.
Oh, shit. He's gone from preaching to meddling.
I have a season of perpetual love and hope.
Yeah.
So I'm getting angry because I'm looking over at Charles while I'm talking.
Okay. He's over there burping baby Jesus. It's okay. Somebody has to do it. He's good with Opie.
It seems to react kindly to Charles. I don't know why they would ever let him hold a baby.
Well, you know, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
And we're not helping people.
The Lord works in mysterious ways. They say Santa, when he comes like a thief in the night. And he does.
Beautifully put.
Down the chimney. And before we go, what is your favorite thing here at the Living Nativity?
My favorite. It's so hard.
It is
to
hard.
Pick something.
I'll tell you mine, and you look around and pick something.
Okay,
I'm looking. I don't know why you haven't done this yet, but my favorite is up above that, you know, their stable that they've made out of old hymnals and such. They have just the one star in the night made entirely out of sparklers. And it is just going and it is leading the way for everybody to come and just praise the newborn king.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful. I do love that. I do love it. But I actually, and I may be a little partial here.
Okay.
But I'm going to say Funky is my favorite. Her in the little sheep costume
is
the cutest thing here.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
You're warming our hearts, speaking about Falcon in that manner.
You scared me to death, but you're standing right behind us listening. When did you sneak into the booth?
Oh, man, these jokes you're telling us. I don't know what to believe anymore. But I must say a quick hallelujah to the newborn king for bringing us all together and warming our hearts on this beautiful Bethlehem night.
Oh, it has been a lovely evening, dear. I'm so gracious and happy for all the people that have come and been in this living nativity. It's just been a beautiful evening, dear.
Oh, yes, and speaking of Funky, our beloved first daughter, we have a recording of a wonderful Christmas story that she made it up all on her own.
Oh,
now.
That's wonderful. I can't wait to hear that.
Oh, would you mind playing it right now?
Would we mind?
We promised her before we came in the booth.
Would we mind?
Of course not.
Of course we wouldn't. I can't wait to hear this.
I can't wait. Just put it in over there. Click play.
All right, here we go.
Okay, now, once upon a time, there was a Christmas tree, but it didn't have a face. So, it just walked and walked and walked. It just sat down on the playground with nobody else. But a little boy was passing by, but the boy said, "Hi, Christmas tree. Why are you so sad? I didn't have any friends." So the boy about to be his friend. So they all went. So the boy and the tree went home. So They just go to sleep. The end.
Oh, she's a genius, Bones.
She is a genius. I love Funky.
I love her, too.
She's my favorite thing here.
You know, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, she just teaches her so much.
Sorry, dear, I've been crying over here. Wasn't that sweet, dear?
It really was.
It was beautiful.
Oh, I've heard it 1,000 times, and I could hear it 1,000 more, dear.
I know how you feel, Mr. Sidebottom. We listen to our show 1,000 times over, just like our children.
Oh, Buzz. Now, don't go funny to me, Buzz. I know no one could stand to hear your show that many times.
Oh.
But, dear, let's get back out there to Funky. And Opie, we've got to see. I'm afraid that camel's going to spit in Opie's face.
Oh, dear, we mustn't let him do that, dear. Well, Merry Christmas, boys.
Merry Christmas. Silent.
This has been quite the evening.
What an evening it's been.
I feel like I've been to Hellenbeck. No, I'm kidding.
I feel like I've been to Bethlehem and back.
Oh, I've felt that before.
Kendall, Christmas is not as much about opening our presents as opening our damn hearts. And that was said by Janice Mediter.
Rough, hard news for us.
Bad news, everybody. Also, Kendall, I promise you this.
What do you promise?
I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. And that was the big dick himself, Charles Dickens.
Beautifully put, Cliff. Beautifully put. Why don't you take us home down those snowy, silent night roads?
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather to go Bethlehem with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
Let's
oh,
go.
No. All right.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkindle.blogspot.com.